Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in this building, the church, and yet the church is more than just a building. The church is not a corporation. The church is not a club. In fact, as we just confessed in the Nicene Creed, it is the one holy Christian and apostolic church. Namely, it is the people of God. The church is the church of every time and place. It is the church of all times in history and of all places in history, including ours today. We are part of the holy Christian church. We gather in this place. You and I are not meant to be on our own. There are people in this world who think, well, I'm just fine on my own. I don't need others. I don't need God. And yet most people do recognize that they do need others. They cannot be alone. And yet too many people think that they're just fine without God. And yet a life without God, well, it may seem fine enough in this life, but it is not eternal life because it ends up in life separated from God. And in fact, in eternal torment and anguish in hell, which will be very lonely and excruciating. We need each other. This is who we are as the Holy Christian Church. We are together with one another, and we are with God. God has given us all things. He has given us, as we confess in the Catechism, that He is the one who gives us everything out of His fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness on our own. He richly and daily provides for all that we need to support this body and life. We do need each other, and we also need the things of this world. He has given them to us so that we may live. Now, Jesus has something to say about the things we own, our money, our possessions. One of the things he says is in our gospel reading today. It is a parable, and it's a tough one, isn't it? It sounds like something that maybe Jesus should not have said. It's very odd to hear, and yet we can understand this parable and what Jesus has to teach about it because we have the rest of his teaching of what we are to do with our money and possessions. Namely, everything we have, is, though it is our own, is not from ourselves. What is our own is actually from God. And furthermore, we do not use them, or at least we shouldn't, only for ourselves. We should rather use them in order to help others, in order to help others, in order to love and serve them. And so what Jesus tells us in today's parable actually fits right along with that, where we have a man who was a manager of his master's possessions, except he was squandering them, and so he was fired. Now, what is he going to do? He knew he was not cut out for manual labor, and the thought of begging horrified him. So he devised an ingenious plan. He said, I know what I'll do, so that when I get booted out of my job, people will welcome me into their homes. He quickly goes to the people who owed his master money and said, how much do you owe? And he reduced the debts dramatically so that when his master heard about it, he had to admit this was an ingenious plan on the part of his manager that he just fired. But things get even more interesting because Jesus says that we are to learn from this man. He says the people of this age are more shrewd than the people of God. We might expect Jesus to say, now, don't be like those people. Don't be like the people of the world. But in fact, he teaches us that we are to learn from this man. And he says, I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of worldly wealth, and so that when it all fails, they will welcome you into eternal dwellings. Now, what Jesus is talking about here, this worldly wealth, this is nothing else than what we had already spoken of. The things God has created, the things that God has given to us so that we may live, so that we may enjoy life on this earth. And also, now we learn that we don't use them just for ourselves, but also to make friends for ourselves. That is, when we use the things of this life, our money, our possessions, we use them in order to help those in need. And then they will become grateful for our concern and our compassion on them and our loving them and helping them in their needs. So how do we do this? Well, we need to look no further than our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who is eternal. And yet, what did he do? He became a man. He took upon himself this flesh. He became a human being and lived on this earth just as we do. And what did he do? He used the things of this earth in order to love others, in order to help them, in order to serve them. In fact, even more, primarily, what he did was use his very own body, giving up his very life for the sin of the world. When he took our place on the cross, he was bringing about eternal life. And even more so, not only did he give over his own life into death so that we may live, but he continues to give himself to us by means of the things of this world. One of the ways he uses is water, plain old ordinary water. And yet, water is powerful, isn't it? We cannot live without water. We use it on a daily basis so that we may live. But when Jesus takes this water and he matches it up with his holy word, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we gain actually new life, eternal life, the very forgiveness of our sins. Jesus brings about in you and me, in baptism, life that never ends. And then he also uses the ordinary things of bread and wine. We use this simple thing, simple food items, so often that most of the time we don't even think of the significance of it, because we need these simple items of food in order to live. Now, there are times, of course, where it goes beyond just, well, I need this in order to live, but this is actually really good, and I'm enjoying this meal. But it is these simple items, food items, bread and wine, that Jesus uses not simply to feed us, but to actually give to us himself. Because connected, again, with his words, namely, this is my body, this is my blood. When we partake of this holy supper of our Lord, we're not just eating food, we are eating the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, and even more, so that we are strengthened, just as we are strengthened on a daily basis with the ordinary food we eat, so we are strengthened by the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we come to see that Jesus exhibited the very thing that he was talking about, making use of the ordinary things of this world for heavenly gain. Because the things of this world do not help us only for this life, but also for the life to come, in the same way that our Lord uses them to bless us, so we use them to bless others. And when Christ comes to us in baptism, when he gives to us himself in his Holy Supper, it is not just for each of us individually, but also for others. Because by giving us himself in these sacraments, he is blessing us in a way that is for others. In that, he is strengthening us. He is equipping us in order to serve others. And so we gather around the things of the ordinary things that God has given to us at this very altar, where we commune not only with our brothers and sisters in Christ here in this life, but also the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. When we gather at this altar, it is for a time, and yet it is also for eternity, because when all this fails, we will be welcomed into the eternal dwellings with the angels and archangels and all the saints who have gone before us, gathering once again with our friends in Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.